Support this podcast at patreon.com/rednews.
I'm holding the ridiculous, I don't know what, how would you call this without being rude, microphone furry thing at the end.
Little furry head.
Yes, and it's Red News Podcast 142, I think. And I'm joined quickly with Nathan before we trot off and sell, and he's just asked me, are we going to win today? And I've just said no, and that's why I'm not going to speak afterwards, because I'm just miserabling everyone out. And my United head is just gone again.
It's weird. I don't think we're going to win either, but I don't. I'm
You're
strangely.
Less miserable than me.
I'm for once. I'm excitedly pessimistic.
Well, the demand for today, Spurs was always in the old days, when you played Spurs, it was always the glamour, you know, people wanted to be here for today, so that's good, and I don't
it feels like it. I know I've been here for the youth game the other night, and but it feels like a long time since the last home game, so well, then I'm just lucky, you know. Like,
and then Tuesday, and then we haven't got a game for 3 weeks in this, so probably for the best, so we can't get more kicks in the bollocks. Can I have a quick hate of the week? So, I gamble to try, because Avanti trains are shit, to get a cheap train, and thought this would be an early kickoff. Got that fucking wrong. So to get a daft early train via the middle of nowhere, and there's a website called Real Times that tells you before they announce it. So there I was, sat down thinking, well, I'll get my head down, I'll have a little sleep, a snooze. The bloke comes, get off, what are you doing on here, the guard? He said, I'm just sitting here. It's empty and you're going to announce it. When are you announcing it? In 3 minutes. So I said, you're going to turf me out 3 minutes to come back and sit in the same seat. So I had a little Citizen Smith power to the people
dirty
moment.
Protest.
Did you know, do you remember Citizen Smith?
No.
I know you would. Power to the people.
I know that phrase.
Series, yeah.
I just thought that was just a...
It was a TV series.
All right, okay.
in long ago. Right. So I said, no.
Black and white.
I've paid my ticket as well, so that's my thing. We've become a petty. We're a petty nation where rules matter, apart from Boris, who can shove a flare up his arse, and the rules don't matter. Why is it okay? Is it in a passive-aggressive manner? Like, sorry. And my wife said I said sorry so many times in the last podcast. Like, sorry, God, sorry. I don't even know I'm doing it. I'm just apologetic for the rest of the world for...
I noticed when I re-listened back to that the other day that Coggy called me out twice in that podcast for not agreeing with me.
Oh.
So hopefully this time he agrees with what I have to say.
Right, go on, what are you going to say?
I don't think we're going to win today. I know that they're very hit and miss too, but I think I feel like they're more likely to be hit than miss, and I think Kane and Son are really on it and we're shit at the back, and I think that's a horrible combination. So I think I'm interested to see what the team will be.
Well, we really need the best defensive display we've had in a very long time today.
Because it was the game behind closed doors, wasn't it, where we got smashed by him
and Anthony Martial.
I feel like it could easily go that way. I hope I'm wrong. I think you never know. Like I say, both of us are very hit and miss, so it could go either way. But I've not got much expectations, but I'm looking forward to it. Like I say, not been here for a while. I'm interested to see what he's going to do in terms of today. Regarding which is it going to take priority, today or Tuesday? And
well,
is that going to
Tuesday?
Yeah.
Surely.
So is he
well,
going to?
That's what you said with McTominay, wasn't
his
it?
Is the team selection going to be dictated by
well,
that?
And also, like the Ronaldo and Cavani calls are big, because read the mag, the gossip. You know, if he had these bust ups last week with them, are you immediately saying? Because I know he said let's forget about 6 or 7 days ago. But if they're trying to overrule your authority as a supply teacher, and well, I liked what you said about Rashford. You know, if now's not the time, but if they want to go. But these players were kicking off last Saturday, not even after the game. They were kicking off last Saturday. So that's quite a big statement. I mean, part of me think, I don't know. Let's see. We can win and then win on Tuesday, and then we've got a little tiny
scabby. It's weird. I feel, I don't know why, but I feel more confident that we'll go through on Tuesday than I do about today for some strange
reason. Well, you would, even with this shit show, you'd fancy our chances to even, you can, to win at home. You take that to trot, and they are fallible, part of me also thinks, you know, like, I know you can't, hindsight, but like, I'd love to see some of the kids, like Garner. It's not going to happen, it's impossible, but you know, just like, we'll never know, we won't know if Garner's good enough. We could have had him for 10 games from January.
We said this after the game the other night, didn't we? It'd be great just to all the people who aren't asked, just fuck them off and play a load of kids. Yeah. Like, some of the, I know that they're very young, but some of the kids in that youth game the other day, it's like, yeah. Like, I'd love to be able to watch, like, some of the passion that they, like, was it this morning that, I didn't watch it, but Coggy and Ben were in the group about the, they were playing Liverpool this morning, weren't they? Was it 4-1 behind, and they ended up bringing it back to 4-0 or something? It was, like, I think it was Coggy said, I wish our first team had that fight in them to do that.
I laughed at Martial. Already they've sussed him, and apparently he came on a sub against West Ham and he meandered. Well, so the 15 minutes.
We were
a
saying
sub,
this the other day about him being dropped and wanting to send him back. It's like, did he not watch him before he came? they knew what they were getting. Surely.
I don't know what hope they had. Right, you're going to carry on after. I'm going to have a quick meander with Nick, and then I'm done. Okay. I'll go. I don't know. Just please, let's just have a 2-0. Bit of a. A bit of a buzz about.
But who knows?
I don't want doom spread away. Maybe a comeback. 2-2.
All right.
We're 2-0 down and we'll come back.
Okay.
All right. Thanks. And by the way. Right, Nick's now joined us. And you're taking the piss out of my pubic edition.
Yeah, pubic little penis dongle. That's what it is, isn't it?
It's like cost, because someone recommended like it. That cost about £35 out of the kitty. And I really don't know, but it's supposed to be the windbreaker. So,
the Salford Bridge windbreaker.
Lads, it's Spurs. I really don't like having the mindset I've got at the moment. So, I take umbrage at your. We haven't had much to look forward to in the last month, and you're slagging off and sucking a gut. Alanga the other week.
Yeah, but I did slag him off. I just said I hadn't been overly impressed, and then what happened? He scored 2 in 2 games, so thank you very much. I think you're fine. So my new role is calling out the players now, and then hopefully they'll start putting it in the back of the net. He has to be fair to him. He's been the only little bit of a bright light, and thought, you know, he did try against City, but he was well. Yeah, sad to show, obviously. He goes without saying, you know, my love for that man.
I know people. I've got another hate of the week. I've already given one. I am not. I know some really like the 5:30 kickoffs, but being a cockney and the trains and the shit, so I hate 5:30. Saturday's 12:30. We can all have a drink and we can enjoy the bon ami, but 5:30 it always seems a rush. So this is where it's.
And
please add on
well,
the ABU or the Outer Turners. Fuck off. But yeah,
you get to do it all again, don't you? In 2 weeks for Leicester.
And it's like, I don't know. Right, have we got anything?
You think?
Oh no! Fuck
oh, no. Man
go.
Down! Man down! I don't know where it's gone.
Where the hell is it?
I've not lost it.
Look, it's there. Go get it. Lassie.
Any more than match days on the logo, guys? Much gas.
That is.
I know. I've known for a very long time that Red News is a shambles. But if ever we should ask United on a what is it? Fucking, you know, require an FOI or whatever response for the CCTV of that shambles that we've just lost the furry header.
You didn't
header.
Say it was going to blow off like just with a gust of wind
and the
going
way
by.
You went off fetching it. I've seen Anthony Martial move quicker than you just did. You just pointed at
it. I was so confused. It caught me by surprise.
Things can only get better with Jadon Sancho.
Oh dear me. God, I hope so. I'm hoping that might make the difference.
So, lads in Spurs. It should be a good game, I think, shouldn't it? As long as we don't.
I'd have thought so, really. I mean, it's probably been our best performance of the season when we played them, wasn't it? So, you know.
Someone denied us that opportunity to actually see it live.
Oh, my God. God forbid you have a wedding, eh? Bloody hell.
I did, you know, many
moons
ago.
Come. You could have gone.
My mum's sister, she's not going to listen to this, obviously, but that was the 60th wedding anniversary they celebrated on Wednesday, and the Queen sent her a note. Isn't that lovely? And the nicest couple you could ever meet. So that was a nice family moment.
60
I don't know. Well, probably there's not many these days.
Probably,
Yes, someone, a good lad, the Welsh lot before, but they said, you're being miserable on these at the moment. And I just thought, I say the same things like I'm in a...
What do they want to do? Do they want us to stand in cartwheels when we get beat 4-0?
I cannot polish a tackle. Did you listen to the one?
Yeah, to be fair, it was an honest assessment, really, for it. I would have come on, obviously, but I was a bit...
COVID part 45.
Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, I think it's the third time at least. I think it is now with COVID. But I mean, it was a shit show, wasn't it? City. I went in when at half time thinking, you know what? Well, at least we're having a go, and they're far better than us. But fucking hell, I know we had some sloppy and some basics, but we could have easily, if we tidied up a little bit, we could have easily got out here is the defence. And you're playing teams like that, and you're defending like that, then God help him. And he's grown on me, Ranić.
No, of course he is.
He has grown on me.
But it's like they were kicking off on the Saturday, and also the second half. It's like they keep parroting. I no longer, you know, my foolish hope that we win today, that's totally so sapped out of me. And I just want to come here and think, well, we will win it today. And I actually thought today, well, the next game I'll be able to say that is surely Norwich at home. But then after Watford, I think, I can't even come here against Norwich and think, we'll win today, won't we? And sure, we will win a few.
I don't really feel as confident as you do today, really. You know,
no, I'm not confident at all.
We're here, aren't we, thinking, well... And again, it's the same story, thinking, well, at least I hope we turn up and we put a performance in and we show that we want to be here. And, you know, the thing is, though, at the moment, the last two games we've had no midweek fixtures, which has been a rarity, you know, obviously with fixture condition. The lads have got to be fit. They've had a week off again. They should really be firing.
So put it on Ralph a little bit. We did hear he was a master tactician. So you've got 5 days if the players want to listen. And also, again, it's big calls. These players were kicking off last week. Does he then say, well, it is ignored, I'll just put you in because we've all got to be in unison. But there comes a point where the lines in the sand have to say, you stop doing this shit out of me, the lot of you. I'd asset strip Chelsea, which is happening. I'd take Mount, you know, take their, and I'd sell their fans, their Neanderthal fans, to the worst sort of teams they hate.
Sell them players like Jesse Lingard and Anthony.
There's 100 Neanderthals that go into like Millwall or something like that, and 100 other fans who are the knobheads, and we're going to give them to West Ham. Who'd have realised Chelsea had diplomatic issues, though. You never knew that.
I never thought about that.
No.
They seem to have gone under the carpet for the past 18, 19 years.
You're usually a bit... No, but you know what, mate? That's what the mag plug again, of the editorial I've just gone on to be happy, because this is a community. It's sad. Norman Whiteside just walked across, and there was a line of execs, and not one of them recognised him. And I'm like, well, that's what I cling to. It is. I just need to be silent for a few weeks. Tuesday, no. Luck.
Every scattering Tuesday, red, yeah. Doesn't it? You know. I mean, we're not going to make the Champions League. I can't really see that this season now. So I mean, we've got to put all our eggs in that basket and hope we get a good draw in the next round where we can at least have a nice trip somewhere in some sunshine. That's all I'm clinging to. That is it. That is literally all we have now, is that quarterfinal sunshine trip somewhere, wherever it may be.
I'm still absolutely baffled because I was looking at the results on Thursday. Europa League and then the Europa Conference League. I have no idea how that works. Are they combined? Do they join up with each other? Is it like some...
No, but if you fall out and finish third in the group stage in the Europa League, you then fall into the Conference League.
What happens? That's when the only do way they go back up into it then?
What do you mean?
Well, the people in the Euro, it's not two cups now, is it?
Yeah, it's two different trophies with it, yeah.
I thought they were playing like for the right to get back into it. No. You're joking.
Yeah, no, it's totally separate.
God almighty. What a load of bummer.
It'd be great though, because if we fall into that, we've surely got to fucking win that, haven't we?
No, we're getting knocked out.
I'm one of these people, I genuinely wouldn't mind if we were in there. I'd quite enjoy it. I mean, yeah. I wouldn't enjoy the whole selling games on a Thursday night.
Yeah, but that's a lot of the lads would go, yeah, I love the Euro away we had in Romania, but Thursday night against the Romanian side here is not...
But those
no
three
one
group stage
wants to do that. Not even
fantastic.
United want to rip an arsehole out of us. They actually give us a discount of like £9, don't they? Because they know no one wants to do it.
They give you the
opt-out
as well on your season ticket.
Sometimes £5.45.
I have to say, though, when it comes to your season ticket renewal, though, this week, you can opt out of the Europa League, but there's no mention of the Conference League on there. which I thought was quite bold, really, considering we could quite easily fall into that. Does that become a mandatory sort of ticket issue, does it, when we're playing FC Sibiu in Romania or whatever they're called?
I'm about to just you tick off all the thousands of clubs that you've been studying all your life.
I can't wait. They'd be a football nerd's dream. You know, I'm bored, you know.
I want to win any trophy, but I want to win the League Cup. We don't even do that anymore.
Yeah.
Well, Youth Cup.
City Room.
No, the Youth Cup, that was. Seeing the highlights, that was a tonic. And it's no more, you know, like. Some of them are.
It's just speechless here, aren't we?
We need, like, an air of optimism. Don't we?
Yeah.
I don't know where it's going to come from.
Though. Apart from Sancho and Elanga, I can't see where it's going to come from. My question to you, would you drop Maguire tonight?
Well, yeah, I would have dropped him about 2 months ago.
Yeah, and but he played in the last game, though, and he still has his club captain, though. Do you take a punt on Bay, or even, dare I say, Phil Jones, or something? It's different.
That's it. Something quick. Me and Albert did the Ronaldo goals. Hello, Norma. We're doing the podcast. What do you make of it all?
Pardon? What?
Are you?
It's a mess. A big, big mess. It needs to be sorted. In all the years that I've been coming up here, I've never known it. Never known I've had to put as much energy to come out today. It's never bothered me. I mean, even when we were relegated, we went to every game that we played in the lower division. You know that, rarely to go, but this, the hearts aren't in this club.
How do we fix it?
I really don't know. I think the players have got to look at themselves to start with. Some friends of ours are on the coach today, you should have stopped them, because they went to an event last night in Northampton when there were some of the players were there, and the old players were there asking, you know, about what's happened today, and they're as disgusted as the supporters are.
I think everyone is. There's an Archie Knox, Sammy McElroy, and you in a roundabout way, calling them out.
Yeah, Sammy McElroy was one of
them. But do you have any optimism? That's what I hate, because we always, even in the 80s, we had hope, like on a day like today, but I just feel it's sucked out.
This is why I say it's such an effort. If I wasn't doing the supporters club branch, I don't think I'd be renewing the season ticket for next year. I've got my name on my seat up there. My first season ticket was in this stand here, which went up. I stood on the terrace in there, on the scoreboard then. And that was where my first season ticket is. I'm over here now because they stand up there and I can't keep it up and down to watch it. But
it's upsetting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an effort to get up in the morning and come and watch them. It shouldn't be.
It's like last Sunday where they can't put any effort back in for 25 minutes. And all the things that we're doing, you know, not that we want the rewards, but to get here today, like you running the coach, it just makes me... Anyway, score today.
I'll be happy if we score. I mean... You know, the people that sort of sit round us, we always talk about it, you know, and there's this second half syndrome, isn't there?
Yeah.
I mean, they might play a bit in the first half, but they can't produce it in the second half. I never watched last week's match. Bill went to the match, but I don't do it anyway.
Where, what? First half, not too bad. I just gave in the second half. They were really, really poor. They just didn't want to know for some unknown reason.
So that's the most upsetting thing. We know we were going to lose.
All right, we know what City like. They have 50, 60, 70 passes, but we did one or two. Did not want to know.
The heart's gone out of the club. That's the heart's gone.
Prediction today, from.
We're 3-1.
Oh, wow. You might be the first person to
believes you in Father Christmas person. As well.
I'll take it though. We need. I've been saying for a number of weeks, if not months, we need a tonic. We need a lift.
Yeah,
who's going to provide it? Though?
Yeah, we do.
Rashford training is making this well. What's wrong with match days?
So that's
let's
all of
take
them.
You down there, my dear.
All right, good really. To see you.
Yeah, I'll be back wait, in a where's minute. Your lad? You're not brought.
No, yet. No, after Watford. Watford times two.
Did he not want to come?
It's an education. We've both been watching it, haven't we?
Cheers.
So. I've got to take myself. Like the airplane scene, I start slapping myself to give my head a wobble. Just basic moments. That's all we can enjoy for now. It's basic moments. We haven't been getting enough today, but let's hope.
What are you hoping for today?
I don't even know.
You don't even know what you're hoping for. It's all gone.
Red news, you know.
All of it is gone.
And as a right, plug, breathe the end. Don't morose you out. You're so lucky. You know, my generation, and we've just had a young lad, the son of a reader, and he's forced his dad to go, which I think is bad. But it's the youngsters demand, and I don't want like young reds listening. I don't want you to go through 26 years. I don't want. It's what you do as football. We got very, very lucky, and then we had a takeover that was very, very unlucky. But the Chelsea thing has shown, you know, what comes next could be even devious. It's like the business of sport is rancid business.
Yeah.
You get deep into it or whatever, but you just want to switch off and come here like the old days and fucking have a laugh. And I'm sure there's thousands. We're just taking it way too seriously at the moment, aren't we? No.
Well, we should do though, because it is pretty serious. I mean, you know, the fact the amount of money that we spend and we're still crap. You know, the way that we are run. You know, it's. Why would you not take it seriously? You know, you're watching City and Liverpool going doing what they were. You just rub salt
no,
into the
I
already
know.
Open.
But there's room. Also the argument, you know, there's people being dying around the world and this is our switch off and it might be taken away from us again. You know, like, fucking. It could be a, you know, a whole other shit show that everyone doesn't want to happen. So this is entertainment. Now,
is it? This is not entertainment.
No, but so yeah. Me and Albert still loves Ronaldo, and as I put in the mag, like the 07-08, 42 goals, best thing I've ever seen. Even though he is a knob, you know. And we'd like, how many goals has he scored, Alexa? So then we went, then we did, how many goals did he score? And it only does.
Yeah,
one
quiz.
No, thanks, mate.
Cheers, thank
podcast,
you.
What do you reckon? You're on the podcast.
I'm on the podcast,
what
man.
Do you reckon?
It's got draw written all over it.
Really? I'll run away with that now. Thank you.
Deal. Where do we sign up? What do you reckon of everything?
It's just a mess. Everybody keeps saying they need a new manager, they need a new football. How's that the end of it? Any more than that.
What would you do? How'd you fix it?
Not a clue, to be honest. I don't know. I can't see David.
No.
I can't see anyone.
We're all staying the same.
I can't see changes. There's too many players to get rid of at the start.
Well, he started on that at least, hasn't he? With a few, you know. Some of that aren't good enough, and you'd imagine that
no,
might carry
like,
on in
like,
the summer. But
even yesterday, him saying, you know, they don't want to be here, then go. But
the transfer fees we get from though, you're looking at like, you know, 10 million per player. You know, you're not looking at mega money.
It's going to have to go into a big. The balance sheet is irrelevant. You're going to have to get rid of these.
We're
going
to have to do some Harry Redknapp wheeling and dealing, aren't we? If we're going
to,
because
the only way to get rid of this transfer, like what they did with Smalling, where they send him out to a decent club, he plays 25-30 games, and then
we did that with Lingard, though. Yeah. We did that with Lingard, and we could have got 20-25 million for him, and then
and
keep hold of him. It's a shambles. I just don't really know how you.
But we'll take the draw. That's
run away with the point.
Yeah, 1-1, I think.
What's your name?
Jason.
Cheers, mate. Nice one.
Nice meeting you.
So everyone's saying the same mess. You know, there's a deeper allied how we. But you come here and you just pack up your troubles, and it's the half-assed nature. I still like seethe about Watford. I still seethe about that 25 minutes. Just show you care. Just show you fucking care, Reds.
I don't think they're suddenly going to wake up and do that, though, are they? You know, they've not done it all season. They're not just going to suddenly turn it on now.
Ronaldo. It's a bit like play your cards right. When are we getting that back? God help us.
Now you want it back as well.
If it stops me fucking whinging, I'll take anything.
But you whinged about it, though.
So, Alexa only tells you league goals. It said Cristiano Ronaldo scored 33 or 34 goals for Juventus last season. And I thought to myself in this moment, and Albert was going, yay! And he scored 16 goals for us this season. Or 9 in the league or whatever. And I thought to myself, look, we know Ronaldo's slow. We know all the issues we've got with him. We know he's not happy. He kicks off. But he could still fucking score, even though he's missed a few games. And I thought to myself, that'll be just like Cristiano Ronaldo scored 40 goals, 35, 34, 32, and then he came to United again and they fucking took the score out of the greatest scorer of all time. We'd make Pelé impotent. We made Pelé impotent in another life. Right, we better finish, haven't we? It's always... You know, it's keep the faith, there's always hope. Oh, it's been battered out on me recently, and I'm not going to appear on the podcast after that. It's probably a good thing.
He shouldn't be if he did storm off.
You know, Cavani.
God.
What happened? God, we were in love with him. He was our matador.
He was the hero. Sang for a while.
It's like some film in that everything turns to shit. Everything turns to shit. Right, go on, Nick. G everyone up. And I hope it's a happy one after. Because I am sick and tired of myself.
Oh, God. I don't know. I'm in the stage where I just laugh now. You know, and I think
it's tears.
Yeah, it's just tears. But you know, if you don't laugh, you'll cry. And I think that's pretty much what you've just got to do. You've just got to find some sort of solace in Maguire's comical defending and the fact that we keep putting these people out there. Einstein always said the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. And that's how I feel it is with that.
Do you know the nerds dispute that it was Einstein who said that? I've Googled it.
Was it?
It's a good, you know, there's the banner across the forecourt, which is about water, and I thought that's a good thing. And they've got the sponsor plastered over everything has a price. Right, I'm not going to give my prediction, sorry, because you don't want to hear it. Go on, Nick.
Well, your prediction was, when I asked you what time you were leaving today, you said when their fourth goal goes in, so that's kind of what your prediction was. I think we could get absolutely royally battered today if they turn up, and I think that it wouldn't surprise me if it was the same scoreline that they beat us by last year, which I won't say. So I genuinely could see
Jesus
that. It wouldn't
please.
Honestly it would
no,
not surprise
but then
me.
The reverse United are capable. Well look, we win pretty much just a little bit less, you know that thing I've been saying, than half our games. So we're due a win.
Yeah.
Let's end on that.
We might be due a win, but it won't be here.
Cheers for everyone who supports me. Please, please, if you like the podcast, this inane nonsense, then we need your help. And for the campaign. Thanks, everyone. Hiya, mate. You're right.
On that note, I just see us getting absolutely tanked today. I think they're wide players, you know, players like Sona, Kulusevski that they've got. I just think they're going to absolutely hammer us today, and I think that's my prediction. I don't know what score it'll be, but I suggest you watch it through your hands today, because I don't think it's going to be pretty. That's my expectation.
I hope you and Nathan are ballooning after. Come on. Take care, everyone.
Hello. This is post-match. Me and Nick are sat in a bar in Charlton, because we were going to go to the one in Hotel Football, and then the queue was massive. And then, so we watched Charlton. We're sat in a bar called Brewski, which is pretty good, but it feels like we're the only people in here that aren't on a date.
We are the only people in here. Well, maybe we are.
I'd like to think that we are on a date. We're on a mate date. I'm only saying that because on the wall there's a big neon sign that says make it a mate date. But anyway, how did you find that, Nick? The football?
It was all right. I thought we played quite well. I was more asked about the effort, really. I thought the whole players were shifting. I thought they looked like they all wanted to be there. We needed to see a reaction after last Sunday, and I felt we got one. I thought Ronaldo looked fucking fired up for that game. You know, obviously, I know the press have probably been on his back for him fucking off back to Portugal or whatever he did. But he came to play today, you know, he was tracking back, he was at left back for a part of the game a couple of times. He looked like he was asked and wanted to be there, and he looked more up for it than what Maguire did, and he was doing more talking, more arm waving. You could see even at 2-1, he wanted his goals to be the difference. That's what he did, he wanted his goals to be the difference, and they were. And fair play to him, that first goal was terrific, the football for the second was great, and we scored again from another corner, which was fucking brilliant, which was wonderful. And the 3 goals we scored were great. The effort was great, which was wonderful. I think the only real small drawbacks today is we didn't really feel like we conceded a goal properly from open play. I thought Spurs did look quite threatening a lot of the time. They scored on goal, they didn't score. But what I mean is that, you know, the first one, it did piss me off their penalty though.
It was a penalty.
It was a penalty.
Where I sit in that corner, don't I? So it was definitely a penalty.
The issue was, is that it wasn't a free kick that led to the penalty. Because the free kick, which pissed me off, is that he waved advantage.
Oh, yeah.
They played advantage. It went out wide.
I forgot that that was the moment.
And he waved the play. And it went on out wide. And then they got the penalty. So it should have never been a penalty in the first place. Not that it was a penalty.
I remember thinking at the time, I forgot that they were consecutive, but
it was ridiculous because it should have never been a penalty in the first place, regardless of people appealing for the handball or not. It was pointless. The phase of play or whatever it was from before was totally irrelevant because he waved play on and they fucked it up, but yet brought it back, and that pissed me off. And it's like, well, it's either one or the other. And I thought the standard of the referee was pretty poor as well today. It seems to be getting worse, you know, the linesman seems to be getting worse as well.
Although, to be fair, they called that they had a one disallowed in the first half, didn't they? That I'm gonna go off on a tangent. There was where I sit is basically the very last seat, basically before it starts of the north stand, before it starts turning into the quadrant, and there's like a barrier in between me and where it starts turning. And as soon as they scored in the first half, but it was disallowed, and a guy who was on the other side of the barrier jumped up and was like, fucking yes, like giving it. He was younger than me, but he wasn't a kid, he was there on his own, and he like lifted up his jumper and he had a Spurs shirt on. And I was just like trying to give it him like over this barrier, but couldn't like get to him. But no, that the only thing, no one else in that whole area gave a shit, and it's just like, there's literally a Spurs fan giving it everyone, and no one cares. And it's like, that's your
Ronaldo fanboy, so we know that.
The view from where I'm sat is mint, but that's the only downside. Is it's just all a lot of it is like VIP sort of seating, and then so obviously then the game went on. No one did anything. He was sat there watching it, and then when he scored the penalty, he did it again. And, to be fair, there's a lad who sat behind us, and he took a swing at him and like tried to like smack him because he was doing it again. And I just went up and went and spoke to one of the stewards and just said, "Kick that cunt out." And he was just like, "Yeah, well, you've got to admit there's always going to be Spurs fans sat around here because it's like the exec area." I was like, "I don't give a shit." He's lifting his shirt up, he's showing he's a Spurs fan, he's giving it to everyone else. Kick him out. And so he did. So that's my love of the week, is that that guy didn't get to watch the rest of the game.
Well, they got beat anyway, so I'm sure you've probably done him a favour, if anything.
But it meant I missed the second goal because I went upstairs to say that and I was like, well, I'm going to get my pie now and then miss the second goal. But I was there for the third one.
And you missed Ronaldo's first goal, didn't you, as well, when he came back against Newcastle?
Yeah, I did. But I saw the other two today.
Because you were busy grassing.
Yeah,
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Wow, there you go. That's how we deal with things at Red News, people. We don't deal it with our fists. We deal with it by grassing, snitching. That's it. That's the way forward. But if it makes you feel any better, you can change seats with me, and you can sit in front of the guy who is an absolute arsehole, and I hope he's listening, because he drives me insane. He really, really does. Every week he's, sit down. I don't know why he thinks like he's in some sort of Texas saloon and he's telling me to sit down, but that's his voice. And it's like, I paid £900 for my season ticket. And I just said to him, I said, no you don't, you're clearly in your 80s, you clearly get discounted tickets with your fucking pension and your lead out and your bus pass that you get for free or whatever else you all get at that age. And it's like, I pay 700 quid, you sit on the seat directly behind me, and suddenly it's my fault that everyone stood up. It's my fault. Right. Like, I'm the one that can
right.
do it.
I know that I started talking. Can we... We've just won a very good game of football. Can we? Should we talk about that rather than be angry? For one time ever, we should not be angry about everything else.
I'm annoyed with that guy, though. I'm not going to let that go.
Who, other than...
Seatgate.
Other than the obvious, who would be your man of the match then? Because I've definitely got a man of the match.
He was definitely Tellis. He was brilliant. He was brilliant. Absolutely
brilliant. I think Fred. I'm saying Fred. Fred was good.
I thought Tellez did really well today. I thought he looked like he made some big tackles. He won everything. He did his job well. He put a nice cross in for Ronaldo at one stage. That's the kind of performance that I want to see from him. Him and Sancho clearly enjoyed playing together. It's not the first time that those two have done well together.
Sancho played well again.
And Sancho, again. he looked right. You know, was it him who put the assist in for the second? I think it was. But that's the thing, is that those two clearly work well together. Like, you know, fucking Rashford and Shaw used to do once upon a time. They're the ones that need the game time. They're the ones that need to play every single week.
I think last week showed again that Shaw and Wan-Bissaka just...
The problem is with Shaw is that we know that he's a player. That's what's frustrating. It's not consistent, and that's the issue with the rest of the squad. There isn't consistency, and it's time that we move on from these players. I hate saying it, because I was really, really pleased when we signed Wan-Bissaka. His first season was great. We knew his limitations, but you know, we finished second in the league with him there. And he was brilliant defensively. And at the moment, you can't even do that.
Yeah.
But that's the thing, is that you need two top fullbacks. City had two top fullbacks in that game. Walker and Cancelo were brilliant last week. You know, you look at the Scousers, and you see Alexander-Arnold, and you see Robertson, and then you look at us, it's like, we don't have two starting fullbacks. We've got four fullbacks, and not one of them is really quality enough to start. You'd say Tellers is probably the best of the four of them. You know, but that's the thing, is that you look at what we've got to sell, and he would say that our transfer budget's going to come from what we've got and what we're going to have to shift off, and you think, who are you going to get rid of? I mean, who's going to buy Wan-Bissaka? Because the price that we're going to demand for him is going to be too high, because we're not going to take a quick 55 million. I can't see us selling Shaw. There's no way that we're going to have an overhaul there. You could maybe get 10, 15 million for Dalot, but again, whatever you bring in for 10, 15 million, which we said should have been Trippier, isn't going to be enough to start as a starting right. And then you look at, you're not going to sell Tellers, and you're not going to sell Shaw. You're not going to improve that fullback, and then next season's still going to be shit as it is. You're not going to cut your losses on the wire. Again, today, you should have got rid of that for that second goal. That own goal was embarrassing.
Yeah.
You put that out.
Yeah.
You deal with that. A good centre-half deals with that. And then their centre-half started screaming at him in the face. And I was asked, it's like, I'd be fucking screaming at him in the face. If I was Varane, I would have been going, fucking hell, you're playing at your club. Put that out for a corner. Deal with that. Shite.
Well, it's like last week there was one where he should have put it out and the end of scoring.
And he should have been dropped today. And I said to Marnie before, and I said...
Lindelof came on and he looked good as well.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not great. He's not, but
that's the thing. He looks good compared. Like, he came on, like, he was about to come on just for... earlier on, but then they scored the second one, I think, and then they didn't bring him on, and as soon as we scored the third one, they brought him on, and he looked decent again. He did his job well. That's what's worrying. Like, Maguire's just, but then
pull back four shy apart from Varane, and you've maybe got someone set in a bit. And we're not going to be able to have
it's confidence, but then it's also ability, and I just think that some of them just don't have the ability, even if they're really confident.
Yeah, but this is the thing, that players even have the ability. I mean, look at Pogba today, he was dreadful. That was one of the worst second halves. That was probably one of the worst games I've ever seen him play in that second half. It was taking slow.
Maybe that's why I thought that Fred did well, because he was like Matic as well.
Matic and Fred, I thought, were both okay.
I think they were making up for the fact that Pogba was really slow, and he kept there were the number
of. We keep saying this from what he said about France, though, and everyone said when they had that big France team, they've got Kante and they've got Matuidi, and they knew all the running for him, and he went on and won a World Cup like that. And today, I know Matic's legs have gone, but they didn't look like it for parts of the game today. Fred's legs certainly haven't gone. And he's got players around him that are willing to do the running today and put that shift in, and he still looked like it. And what is the excuse again?
I think there's a number there was quite a few times where he just wanted to pass the ball and he's holding on to it and he's trying to like muscle people off and keep hold of it. It's like, just pass the ball. It was very frustrating.
Even when he did, he made the wrong choice at the time. Just getting the ball taken away from him. He was poor today. He was really poor and he let us down. They brought pressure on from it and we could have gone on and scored more if we'd got a better person in that role. I'm not sorry to see him go. The only reason why I'm sorry to see him go in any form of capacity is just because we can't cash in for him. Because again, if this is true, and we're going to have a £50 million budget, which is what's been branded around, that's embarrassing. That's one player. That's not even Declan Rice.
Yeah.
And then the rest has got to be made up from sales as well. It's like, what fuck is going to take Martial and his wages? It's like, I think people are giving themselves if they're thinking that next season's going to be some sort of fix, and that whoever comes in is going to be able to sort it.
Well, Coggy said the other day, it's going to be... They need to get Ten Hag and say it's a free, and they need to dedicate themselves and say, don't have expectations for the first year or two, and then have it as a 3-year plan, and don't shoot your load too early if it's not going well in that first year, and just trust. I hate this phrase, but trust the process, and actually.
You sound like Van Gaal. Push.
At some point you need to accept that that's what you need to do, because but we've won.
If he's the answer, bearing in mind it could be Pochettino, and he's cutting down price now, he's going to be out of PSG and he's going to be a free agent, they're not going to have to pay any compensation for him, whereas they will have to with Ten Hag, and they, you know, they'll probably have to pay a fair amount. Pochettino's the easy answer, and if he is the player's choice, that's who they'll go for. And that's the issue, though, is that he's not the answer.
That doesn't make sense, because the players can see what he can do. Why would they want him? Because I used to be like we should have signed Poch when we brought in Jose and stuff. I said that's who we should have been getting, but. Since then, no, that's not. I don't think that he's going to come in and do anything more than. He's had lots of opportunities since then. Like, he's been at PSG and he's been shit. Like, anyone who can't win the French League with PSG.
Well, he's going to win it this year.
If he's smart, yeah. Like.
You'll see out the season. My worry is we get here.
But that's what I mean. That's what I don't understand is why our players, why he is their choice. Because nothing on paper that he's done suggests that they're going to go and win something.
Maybe they're not asked about winning and they know it's an easy ride. That's all they're bothered about. And the thing is, we make mistakes thinking that these players want to win. I really have to say, I mean, bearing in mind we've won today, so fair enough. But there's a lot of the time, I do think, do we want a challenge? We've got a squad of players that's asked if we finish first or we finish fourth. I don't think they're overly that bothered. I think we have one or two, maybe.
You like to hope they do, but I can't remember where I heard it the other day. The majority of those players would not. There's a few that will push to leave, and we said this the other day, but for the majority of them, once like Shaw or Maguire or if they were to leave, they're going. I know that we're not at our best, but they're only going downwards.
Yeah.
No one is being signed to go to a bigger club.
The whole point about Man United.
So why would they leave? We're going to be stuck with them. I know that we've said that about Martial, and there's so many players that. They know that if they leave, they're going to a worse club. So why would they're not going to force a move? There's only one or two that are going to do that, and that's what's worrying.
Well, that's the thing, though, and it's summarised by Martial getting a loan to Sevilla and Donny van de Beek going to Everton. It's like, because that's basically, and Jesse Lingard who went to West Ham. It's like, because that's their level.
Yeah.
That's it. That is their level. We've got these players, and they're keeping.
We have done for years.
Bearing in mind that Martial's coming back, at this moment in time, he's coming back. I mean, who's going to pay 20 million for Martial and take his wages? People aren't going to want to do that. And we're going to be stuck with them, and it's this whole self-fulfilling cycle that we're just not going to be able to break out. So you can say you can get someone like Pochettino, but I think that he'll keep adding to the mess of what we've got and keep to the remit of signing big player names. He'll try and keep Ronaldo on again as well, where we know we don't necessarily play as good a football. We know he's done very well today, but if we get that Ronaldo every week, I don't think anyone would mind.
No,
we haven't got that Ronaldo every week, and we're not going to get that Ronaldo every week.
No.
But we need someone who can play at that level every week, up for like, especially if you were in a two-horse race for the title with those two did. So you can sit there and say we can be happy today with the win, but bigger picture, it does nothing. You know, we're still not going to make the top four. We still don't think we're finishing the top four.
And it's only Spurs.
It's only Spurs, and we're taking 6 points off them because it's only Spurs. We're taking 6 points off Spurs and one off Watford. Think about that.
Yeah.
Roll on Tuesday, because that's all what it's all about.
I'm looking forward to Tuesday.
And how good is this timing, though? I almost think it's too fitting that Ronaldo's really put the effort in today because the Champions League's on Tuesday. He's asked that.
I said to Barney before, on the we did a bit before that you've obviously heard if you're still listening now. But probably I said it was
the main day to put them off.
I said I was more confident about Tuesday than I was about today. So I think.
Oh, great. We'll get our tickets booked for Lisbon or Amsterdam or wherever it is, probably Liverpool.
Yeah. So, yeah. I think today's, like you say, whether we'll get top four, I don't know, still don't know, but probably not, even after today, but it was nice. I was excited going into it, and the way that we won was brilliant, and yeah, happy. I'm happy.
Yeah.
I'm happy and I'm excited for the next game.
To be fair, we say top four's not on, but we actually are in the top four currently.
I know, but
we've actually got four games in hand.
Exactly.
But still, they are still Arsenal, but there is that now. And to be fair, the Spurs win their two games in hand, they can go above us. So, you know, we have to have a pinch of salt. But we're in there at the moment.
Yeah.
The points are on with us.
Exactly.
Is that a saying?
I don't know.
I don't think it is.
I don't think it is. Anything else?
Just roll on Tuesday. Everything hinges on that. I think we all want a nice quarter final where it moves Triple A, don't we? Hopefully it's not to the other half of Manchester, because that would be fucking dreadful. We'd get humiliated over 2 weeks.
I've said it before, I'll say it again. I would rather be smashed by Bayern Munich than have to sit through 2 legs against City.
Yeah, but no one would give a fuck because we'd be on the Half Brauhaus special lager. We wouldn't give a fuck, would we? We didn't give a fuck when we were there in 2014 and they absolutely played us off the park.
That Evra goal, that was the best 30 seconds that I remember. That was.
You should see my lovemaking. And on that note,
30 seconds of ecstasy and then instant disappointment.
Not for me.
Okay.
Was it Clarkson who said, on that bombshell?
Goodbye.
Copyright.